Good morning. I want to begin by expressing my appreciation to your pastor, Scott Walters, and to Christine Erickson for inviting me to be here with you today, and to all of you for welcoming me. I'm both excited and grateful to meet you all and share with you the latest information about Wanakee Neighborhood Connections resources and programs, as well as our planned direction for the future. But before I get into that, I do want to take a brief moment and acknowledge that several members of the congregation have been kind enough to share with me some of the issues that happened in the past and the way in which past leadership at our organization may have taken advantage of your church's generosity during the hosting of two garage sales. I want to express to you how saddened and sorry I and our current board members have been to hear about that. And I hope that we can work together to heal the relationship, and I look forward to having the opportunity to regain your trust in Wanakee Neighborhood Connection. In the past year, we have completely new leadership at the organization, new staff, and a new board of directors. We also have a new strategic vision and a community impact plan, which actually align very closely with the mission of your church. So I believe there are some synergistic ways in which we might work together to further strengthen our community. As Pastor Scott mentioned, I have been the executive director now for just over a year. Prior to coming to Wanakee, I was doing consulting for nonprofit organizations and government agencies in the Madison area and throughout Wisconsin, as well as in some other states throughout the country. Prior to moving here about 5 years ago, we lived in Tucson, Arizona, where I was the CEO of the Volunteer Center of Southern Arizona. And a lot of people ask, why would you ever move from Arizona to Wisconsin, right? It's for my husband's job. We've moved around about every 6 to 8 years for his position. And I joke that he got the career ladder because each of those moves was a promotion for him. And I got the career jungle gym because it was always getting us settled in our new community, making sure the kids were in school and had everything they needed before I found my position. But I do have a master's degree in nonprofit leadership. Much of my career has been spent in the nonprofit field, also in government work. I was with the Department of Education in Iowa when we lived there. So hopefully I bring a rich background and a lot of good experiences to this position. This first year has been one of learning about the organization and learning about this community and working with our board and volunteers to ensure both the sustainability of the organization and that we are having a positive impact in the community. The most common question that I've been asked during this past year is, why is an organization like this needed in Wanakee? Isn't that a wealthy community? And while it may be true that this area does have one of the highest median incomes in the county, there's also a great amount of need that is sometimes hidden from view and easy to overlook as we go about our busy daily lives. In fact, this past week, a friend of mine who actually serves on our board said that he knows there are people in need. You know, he sees them when he comes over to Neighborhood Connection, but that his family doesn't ever have the occasion to interact with them. So I challenged him on that a bit, and I said, have you been to the grocery store this week? Have you been to the gas station? Did you pick up your youngest child at daycare? Did your older child have lunch at school? And had his dad's home health aide been to visit this week? He answered yes to all of those. I said, then you have met and interacted with Alice. Alice could be the grocery store clerk, the child care worker, a waiter, a big box store employee, an agricultural worker, or a health care aide. And Alice is not a specific person. It actually is an acronym that stands for Asset Limited, Income Constrained, and Employed. In other words, the working poor. These are our neighbors and colleagues who work hard and earn above the federal poverty level, but not enough to afford a basic household budget. So you do have some information in your bulletin this week about Alice and the statistics for our area. And most people aren't aware that so many families in need are living right here in Wanakee. I think, you know, we do have a very low poverty rate, around 3%. That doesn't tend to surprise people. But they are surprised to learn that a full 15% of our area population, or about 2,000 people, are living at or below the Alice threshold. And the Alice threshold is the household survival budget that is required to meet the local cost of living. So in our area, a single adult would need to make $9.92 an hour, or just under $20,000 a year, in order to meet that survival level. For a family of four, that figure is $30.81 an hour, or just over $61,000 to support that family of four. So for these families, making difficult choices about whether to pay the rent or to get quality childcare or to fix the car or to get their prescription are a daily fact of life, and one unexpected expense can be catastrophic. This is why we need services like the Wanakee Food Pantry and Wanakee Neighborhood Connection right here among us. Some of our clients certainly fall into that 3% living in poverty, but the vast majority of our clients are out there working full-time positions, one or more, and living in that gap between the poverty level and the ALIS threshold. So, what are we doing to help improve the lives of these individuals and families? Certainly our largest and most well-known program is our free store that you see on Century Avenue, where our neighbors can get clothing, household goods, furniture, cleaning supplies, and personal hygiene items that have been donated by people in the community and also by our retail partners. Being able to get these items free of charge each month does help them to allocate their monthly income to other critical needs. For our clients as well, you know, getting to work is vital. Many of them are working in positions where they earn an hourly wage, so they don't get paid if they don't show up at work, or they can lose their job if they miss a couple of shifts. So if their car breaks down, that could really be catastrophic for them. So we work with a network of area mechanics as well as an auto supply store to help them with those repairs so we can get them to work every day. We've also received, as donations, 19 cars over the years that we've been able to then donate to families who need them. Through partnerships with Wanakee Furniture, ETC, and with Bed Bath & Beyond, we have a Build-A-Bed program that provides beds and bedding for families. Our holiday programs provide gifts and groceries for a Christmas meal that generally reaches about 250 families. Clients for whom English is not their native language, and interestingly enough, there are 17 different languages spoken natively by kids in the Wanakee School District, so our clients can build their conversational skills by participating in our English language group. And you're probably also all familiar with our Fill the Bus campaign in the fall that provides school supplies for about 170 students. And we have now extended that program to create a school supply pantry that's available year-round to both students and to teachers who may need things for their classrooms. Three programs that we've added in the past few months, I think, are really helping to take our services to the next level in responding to people's needs, but also actually working with them to change their course of their life and help get them in a more stable financial situation. Our neighbor-to-neighbor crisis program serves those who are experiencing a short-term, out-of-the-ordinary crisis in their lives, and that helps with both financial assistance and with specialized social and emotional support. We also now have a career counseling program that assists people with job searches, resume writing, and interview skills. And we also now have a social worker on staff, which is something new for Neighborhood Connection, who is coordinating services for all of our families to ensure that they have access to resources beyond what Neighborhood Connection can provide, so that they have a strong system of support in place. Over the past 15 months since I joined the organization, we have seen our number of clients increase from 72 families to 148 families just this past week. And that represents over 500 individuals in our community. There are a number of factors that have contributed to that growth. I think most significantly is our increased collaboration with the school district and with the senior center. So most of our new clients are coming through referrals from the social workers at those two organizations. And then we coordinate their care and collaborate with them to make sure that everything is smooth and seamless for those families. We also, about this time last year, eliminated what had been a requirement that clients volunteer each month in order to receive services. And we were hearing from the community and from our partners loud and clear that that was a barrier to some people who truly did need our services. So we decided to drop that requirement. But we now welcome each family by recognizing their talents and their knowledge as well as their needs, and we invite them to volunteer. And volunteer hours by clients has actually gone up in the past year since that requirement was eliminated. So what I love about being at work every day is that we have community members volunteering side by side with no distinction whatsoever about who is a client and who isn't. No one really knows when they're there volunteering together. All of this can only happen because of individuals in the community. Interestingly, more than 10% of the population of Wanakee has volunteered with us at one time or another. So we truly are powered by volunteerism and the heart of the people who live here. Over the past 6 months, we've tripled the number of volunteers who serve at least once a month in our free store and offices. We're now offering opportunities for parents and children to volunteer together, and over 150 families in Wanakee have signed up to participate in those activities. Our student team of middle school and high school students has 70 members, and we have intermediate school students who come in to volunteer every Thursday after school. So clearly, Wanakee's residents truly care and want to be involved in helping others. Our client and volunteer services manager, Stacy Dudley, who is our only other paid staff member, had a conversation last week with one of our clients. Barb has been coming to Neighborhood Connection for several years, initially to get clothing for her ailing husband when they were struggling financially because he was out of work. And later, after he passed away, when she had taken in three of her great-grandchildren to care for them while her granddaughter was getting some help. Anyway, she had to stop coming a couple of years ago when her own health deteriorated and she no longer could volunteer, which then she wasn't allowed to access our services anymore under the policies we had at that time. When we eliminated that requirement to volunteer last year, her social worker at the senior center let her know and she began coming in again for services. We recently added a special shopping day for seniors, which allows Barb and others to shop in a more relaxed and quiet atmosphere, because during our normal shopping days, there are generally about 25 families there with kids and so forth. They can get a little busy. So the seniors really appreciate that special Friday morning that we have set aside for them. So 3 months ago, one of our welcome desk volunteers invited Barb to stick around for coffee after her shopping, and she sat with three other ladies whom she'd not met before, and they struck up a conversation and became friends. So they now come to senior shopping together, and then they go over to the senior center for lunch together. And Barb gave Stacy this quote on a piece of paper. It said, "There simply is no pill that can replace human connection. There is no pharmacy that can fill the need for compassionate interaction with others. The answer to human suffering is both within us and between us." I mentioned earlier that I think there are a lot of synergies between the mission of your church and that of Neighborhood Connection. Our recently revised mission statement says that we are here to provide programs and resources that engage neighbors to support and empower one another. We are focused not only on the provision of services to those in need, but also to enriching the lives of everyone in Wanakee by connecting people with one another and with opportunities to serve. We also want to be sure that we're not only focused on the financial challenges of our clients by giving them access to things from the free store, but also working with them to better their situation in the long term. In other words, we want to be providing families with a hands up and not just handouts. Based on what I've learned about your church, I know that you also are committed to connecting people, igniting hearts, and changing lives. And the messages in the lessons today illustrate the importance of reaching out to help those in need and sharing our blessings, which are so vital to building a strong community. In a world where the rhetoric can feel often more intent on dividing people rather than bringing them together, our missions and the message are very encouraging and motivating to me. It's truly a blessing for me to be a part of this community now and to be with you all today, and I look forward to having the opportunity to work alongside you in the very near future. Thank you.